Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first Housing and Dining Services podcast. I'm Lori Vanagunas from Dining Services, your host for today, and we're going to be talking about driving in the snow or on icy roads and how to stay safe. With me is our guest, Hossam.
And I'm Hossam Ahmad from Workplace Inclusion and Talent Management.
So, Hossam, we all have concerns about driving in the snow and on icy roads. And as you know, it's March, but we're still probably going to get some bad weather coming through before summertime comes around. Give us some tips. Tell us how we can stay safe on the roads and come to work and get home safely.
Thank you, Lori. I have gathered some information and tips for you. And we can focus on four things when we think about this topic. Is what do you do for your car? What do you do or think about or consider about the roads? And how do you think about the weather and how to check the weather forecast? And what do you do if your car is stuck? Those are the four things that we can talk about, and we give you tips about it.
So when I think about the car, Hossam, the first thing that comes to my mind is my tires. I don't know what kind of pressure you should have in your tires for winter driving versus summer driving. What can you tell us about the tires?
Well, for the tires, you know, to drive in the snow, I would say the if you could have, there's a variety of tires, but there is tires specifically for snow. So there's snow tires. If you could have snow tires during the season, that would be good. A second type will be to have an all-weather tires. That will be second to the snow tires. And of course, if you already have a regular tire, those are all season. They are not the best, but if you could have snow tires or all-weather, that would be better. So that's choosing the tires for your car. Check your tires, you know, during the season. Make sure that the tire tread is deep enough to have enough traction when you drive. You know, make sure it is not smooth, it's not worn, and replace those tires at the beginning of the season if they are worn or smooth. Newer tires, of course, they will have better traction and deeper treads, and your driving will be safer. Make sure also that the air pressure in the tire is at the recommended number. You know, most of the cars between 28 to 35 PSI. So that's something, make sure that it is not flat and it is not over pressured.
So on that point, you talk about the air pressure. How do I know what is best for my car? Is it in the manual? Is it on the tire? Or would the tire where I buy the tires from tell me that?
The air pressure for the car, usually it's on the driver's side door, and there is actually a label that you could read depending on the type of the tires that you install, because there's a variety of tires that for each car. And they would tell you what PSI is recommended for what type of cars.
That's good to know. What else can you tell us about tires? Any other safety tips?
Another thing to look at is, which is something we overlook, most of us, is to look at your spare tire. How many of us has checked our spare tire? You know, if you got a flat tire in the snow and your spare tire is not ready to be replaced, you're going to have double problem. So always check the spare tire, make sure the pressure is right. Usually it should not be the same pressure like the tires on your car. They should be much higher, like 60 or something PSI. So check those before you drive in the snow. Also, make sure that you have all the tools that make you able to replace the tires. You know, you have the wrench, you have the jack, you have all these pieces to do that.
Great advice. I know that a lot of places in the mountains when you're driving require chains. Is that solely for trucks or like cars or SUVs need chains driving in the mountains?
Well, driving in the mountain because of uphill and downhill and because of heavy snow, it's recommended that you have chains. Of course, for the truck, like on I-70, it is required by law now. But for your car, it's always a good idea to have chains to put them. We have some colleagues from housing and dining. They live in the mountain, and they always have chains for their tires, which is a good idea.
Good to know. What else with our cars will help keep us safe when we're driving in the snow or on icy roads?
Well, make sure also your car has full tank of gas, just in case you get stranded somewhere in the, you know, in the snow. At least you can stay in the car and run the engine and stay warm. So make sure you have enough and full tank of gas in your car. The other thing is that when you drive in the snow, the road will be slushy, and you have to use the wipers and the windshield fluid. So make sure that your windshield fluid is full and your wipers work properly. So that's very critical, because if you cannot see, you cannot drive. So make sure you have the fluid and make sure that the windshield wipers work properly.
Good advice. Anything further?
That is, you know, in general, those are tips for cars. You know, what do you do for your car?
Excellent. I really appreciate that, and hopefully that will help many of our employees. So moving along to your next point, what should we think about concerning the roads or the route that we're driving if we're in inclement weather?
Well, the basic idea, if you can avoid the driving, don't drive, you know. If you can stay at home, just stay at home. That is, if that is allowed, if that's possible, if that's your choice, stay at home. Don't drive in bad weather. And, because it is difficult, you know, and not all of us has a four-wheel drive, not all of us has the proper car to drive in the snow. So sometimes staying at home is probably the best choice.
I agree. And luckily, with a lot of people working remote and having computers or their phones, it is more feasible to do that these days. Unfortunately, we have a lot of essential employees, or fortunately, because they're amazing employees, that still have to come in. So if they do have to come in, what would you recommend they keep an eye out for?
And there are techniques that you could use while you are driving to avoid accident and to drive safely. Brake and accelerate steadily and slowly, not rapidly and suddenly, because that will make the car slide. Steady driving allows for more response time and helping you maintain the control of the car. Another tip is increase the distance between you and the cars in front of you, allowing more space and allowing more time to stop and maneuver and avoid accidents. So always in regular time, we keep certain distance between us and the car in front of us. In the snow, double that distance, make it way longer.
Double
more
the
space.
Distance.
Yep.
I like that. And I also like your tip that you said about not hitting the brake really hard, because that will make you spin or slide. Gently press on the brake. Good advice. What else can you?
And that is very practical when you come to a stop sign. Stop the car. Keep the car, hitting the brake early before the stop sign, and plan to stop ahead of the stop sign. Be careful in every stop sign, traffic light or stop sign, because car may slide. You know, usually, it may slide and you hit the car in front of you. So always plan ahead and hit the brake slowly and before the stop sign. And always keep a distance between you and the car in front of you. Don't stop like exactly behind the car. Keep
Very
a distance.
Important.
At least you should be able at least to clearly see the tires of the car in front of you hitting the ground. And this will avoid like multiple accidents between multiple cars if three cars slide to each other.
Good advice. Now, what about pressing slowly on the brakes versus pumping the brakes as you're getting to it? When I first started to learn how to drive many years ago, I was told to pump the brakes. But I think maybe that was because the cars were older and didn't have the technology they do today. What's your advice on pumping brakes versus slowly braking?
Yeah, most of the cars now, they are equipped with advanced brake, and they adjust to if the car slid.
Okay.
So, but make it slowly, don't make it sudden, and don't push it hard. And the car will do the rest. You know, most of the new car, they have better technology now for braking. Be careful about driving uphill or downhill. Those are risky. So driving on the hill is something that you need to take into consideration.
Is it better when you're doing that to put the car in a lower gear? I know when I'm driving west on I-70 and I come through that Eisenhower tunnel and the roads are icy, it can be very scary. And you get going the car gets going very fast. So to slow down?
Slowing down in the snow is always a common advice. You know, always slow down. Don't take risks, don't accelerate, don't try to pass cars. Always drive in a very cautious way. But when you drive uphill, don't power the car. Don't push the gas on the car. Drive slowly and with a steady acceleration to go uphill, so that the car doesn't slide or go sideways. If you have you brought a car with a shift, always go on a low gear. Of course, automatic car, they will adjust. If you go slowly, they will go on a low gear. But if you have a shift, always go on a low gear, on a second, or, you know, like a very low gear, sometimes on a first. The other thing is, like, if you can choose the route or the road, choose the safe one. You know, like, usually, like, if we drive in Fort Collins, usually main roads like College and Mulberry and Prospect, those probably they will be one of the first streets that they continuously clear, because they are main roads, they are highways. So maybe driving on main roads is better than driving on a side or a neighborhood roads, because it may not be cleared from the snow yet. Mm. So that's something also to think about.
So you had mentioned checking the weather and the frequency of doing that. So if we know incremental weather is coming in, how often should we be checking that?
Yeah. Well, sometimes we come in the morning and it is sunny and there is nothing, and we didn't check the news about the weather. And here it is at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock when many of us start thinking about leaving from work, going back home. That's where some of the snowstorms hit. So it's always a good idea to subscribe to Weather Alert. There is actually texting that you could receive. Or you could go to weather channels and it will tell you what's happening. But always check the weather from the time that you're going to leave home coming to work until the time that you're going to return, the whole period. Make sure that there will be no snowstorm during the entire period, so you will not face any surprise.
Good advice. And I'm sure there are several apps for our phones that would provide local weather information for us, so I will check that out. Thank you.
And another thing, of course, we have, if we have a snow day, that's a bonus. You know, you could stay at home. You could always check with 491 snow, and it will tell you if we have snow days or not. Now they are using text, so you could receive actually a text that tell you that we have a snow day.
So if you don't receive a text and you're wondering if the university is open or closed, so we would call 970-491-SNOW. Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Awesome. Good to know. Thank you. So sometimes we find ourselves stuck, whether it be in the parking lot or while we're driving. We might have slipped off the road on the on the ice. What advice can you tell our employees? What should we do if that happens to one of us?
Well, the first thing is to be preventive. Park your car in a place that is, you know, that it is clear, it's not risky, it is not hilly. So that's the first thing. So think about, when I'm going to be done from working, can I get my car out? So park it in a place that is safe, that you will be able to leave. That's the first thing. Now, if you are stuck, and that happened from time to time, you know, especially for cars that is not all-wheel drive. If you are all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, you are a lucky one. You could always get out in most of those situations. But for a regular car, front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive, you know, you may get stuck. And it could be that you are driving in a street and you just slide and go on the side and you get stuck. That can happen too. But in order to get out of situation like this, you could always rock your car back and forth, have somebody help you. There's always people who could jump in and try to push you. Drive very slowly, slowly.
One of our neighbors, the young teenager who was just learning to drive, got stuck in the cul-de-sac, and he kept accelerating. And his tires just kept spinning, and he wasn't getting out of there. So you're saying, don't do that. Rock the car back and forth, putting it in drive, reverse. Okay, that's good to know.
And always push the gas slowly.
Slowly.
Not hard. Because when you push the gas too much, the tires will spin fast. They will melt the snow, and it will be more slippery. So you got more stuck. You are digging into a hole.
That's exactly what happened to my neighbor.
Yeah.
Good to know. Thank you. What else can you tell us about maybe if we're stuck and we cannot get out and the rocking is not working and there's nobody around to help push us? How should we be prepared ahead of time if we're ever in that situation?
Well, then, you know, if you are stuck, the key is to get the traction. How can I make my tires stick to the ground and then rotate and then move? So one tip is you could just use the floor mat in your car and stick it at the edge of the car, either front or back, you know, depends which direction you are going. And when you rock the car, it will just, you know, if it grabs the mat, it will start moving. And I dealt with a situation one time. I was working at home and I looked at somebody stuck in front of my house going back and forth. And I got a doormat from my house and just stick it there and we rocked the car and they were able to leave. So use the floor mat. It's in your car. You do not have to think about it, you know. Just stick it below the tires and you'll be able to get out. Of course, if you have a chain, put the chain and get out.
Great advice. So what should we have in our car with us always to be prepared in any situation, such as, you know, most of us keep a first aid kit for any situation, but for driving in inclement weather, snowstorms, etc., what specifically would you advise us to have to keep in our car for these situations?
Well, the key is to stay warm. So always wear good clothes, you know, multiple layers. If you have a blanket or a thick coat, you know, make sure that you have it in your car to cover and stay warm. And as I mentioned before, you know, if you have a full tank of gas, so you could run the engine and the heater in the car. And always, it's a good idea to, in your car insurance, to add the road emergency coverage, because sometimes they can't come and help you if you are stuck or if you have a flat tires. Now, one of the keys if you have your car stuck is to inflate the tires a little bit, not much, a little bit, and that will make better traction and you will be able to move the car if it is stuck. But always stay warm if you have a blanket and wear good clothes, just as a backup. You do not know what will happen.
Well, this has been great advice. I honestly do not know if my insurance has emergency coverage, so definitely going to check with my insurance company. If I don't, is there any other resources that I can go to have help?
Well, you could subscribe to AAA. That's another one. But usually the road emergency, actually, it's cheap. It's like $3 to $5 a month to add that. And if you have a flat tire, they can help you. If the battery is dead, they can help you. If you are stuck in the snow, they can probably come and help you. They can tell you.
That is great to know. So anything else that you would like to share with us?
Well, that's all what I have for you. And okay. I hope that you always have a safe driving. And thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here with me and for giving our employees all of these great tips. So anybody listening, remember to invest in your car, check with your insurance as to your emergency coverage, and make sure you are safe in any weather. Don't take any unnecessary risks. A few minutes of delays is worth the sacrifice. Drive slow and get to work or get home safely. Osam, thank you again for being here. And everybody, we look forward to having you with us on our next podcast. Look for one next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. It's my pleasure.
It's still going because now it's looking for Justin's password. So,
hopefully.
Hello, Justin. I thought that was awesome. Let me go get Justin and see how he can get logged in and turn this off. I should have tried to see how long we were talking, but I didn't even think about that.
23.